Money is huge in politics, and it typically takes a few million dollars to mount a credible run for mayor. So I'm going to take a few minutes to talk about how mayoral campaigns are funded in Philadelphia and how this race will be different from any ever conducted in this city. City law now places limits on the size of contributions to mayoral candidates. And to understand what that means, you have to look at how mayoral campaigns were funded not so long ago. I sat down in the newsroom recently with my friend and younger colleague Katie Collinari so she could see some of the contributions to mayoral candidates in 2003. That was the last race before campaign limits were imposed.
All right, so let's take a look here. We've got Dennis Alter with the financial firm Advanta Corporation, $100,000. We've got Ballard Spahr, that's a big law firm, another $100,000 donation. And Ken Goldberg, he's a big real estate developer, $160,500. Wow.
Back then, special interests could write big checks, and some would hope for favors or access if their candidate won. Things changed after pay-to-play scandals in the early 2000s, and city council imposed dollar limits on contributions, strict ones. But the possibility remained that law firms or developers could get around the limits by having a few dozen partners or friends write individual checks. The candidate would understand that all that dough came from a single special interest. It's a process called bundling. So council also passed a pay-to-play law with special rules for anybody connected to a firm that might want city business. I'm going to let Alan Kessler, who's been raising political money in Philadelphia for years, explain what the rules mean for somebody like him, a partner at a major law firm who's used to bundling contributions for candidates.
If we have 30 people here at a fundraiser, the total of all those people's contributions get attributed to me or to the firm, even though they're given independently by people who don't have a gun to their head. They write their own checks out of their own checkbooks.
Now, under the attribution rules, those checks collected by Kessler would quickly exceed the contribution limit and eliminate his firm from any city business. The result? He's pretty much out of the fundraising business, at least in a mayor's race. The effect of those rules, according to Kessler?
It significantly restricts the ability to raise the kind of money that has been raised in mayoral races in the past.
Indeed, several candidates complain that you just can't fund a modern campaign under these rules. One who begs to differ with that is the man who sponsored the pay-to-play bill in council years ago, the current mayor, Michael Nutter. He ran in a five-way mayoral primary 8 years ago under the same rules candidates face today.
I raised $4.6 million following the rules each and every step along the way. And numerous other candidates raised in the millions of dollars under these rules in the 2007 election.
There's a caveat here. A self-funding millionaire in that race triggered a doubling of the contribution limits, but the limits were in effect and the anti-bundling rules were also in effect for Nutter. Now, candidates in the current race so far aren't raising enough money to wage media campaigns, but, and this is the other thing that makes this mayor's race unusual, groups other than the candidates themselves may be spending huge sums to support their chosen candidates. This is legal due to Pennsylvania's election laws, which are more lax than the city's, and Supreme Court rulings like Citizens United. The deluge has already begun.
He's Jim Kenney. Fighting to protect civil rights when few would? Kenney.
That ad for City Councilman Jim Kenney is from a federally registered super PAC funded by local labor unions. Some wealthy pro-school choice backers are doing the same thing for State Senator Anthony Williams. Is anybody mad about this? Well, yeah, the candidates who aren't getting help from outside groups.
What it means is that big money is putting candidates in their hip pockets and corrupting the process.
Former DA Lynn Abraham recently challenged all the candidates to sign a pledge rejecting the help of independent expenditure groups. None signed, and it's clear outside groups will play a big role in this race. But while the laws permit those groups to raise money and spend whatever they want, they are barred from coordinating with candidates they support. And that brings us to another defining characteristic of this race. The City Ethics Board knows what's happening and has enacted rules to police coordination between outside groups and candidates. Paul Ryan, director of the Campaign Legal Center, says Philadelphia's Ethics Board is to be taken seriously.
The Federal Election Commission has had that type of regulation on the books for many years. I have more faith that the Philadelphia Ethics Board will enforce it. They've got a great reputation nationally.
So this is what we're in for, a race where TV ads come not from candidates, but their well-heeled friends, whose messages candidates supposedly have no say in, as regulators try to stay on top of it all. We'll stay on top of it, too, as we continue our coverage.